This summer, we've been talking with musicians about their favorite songs of summer. We also asked you to send us your memories about the one tune that pops into your head when the days get hot and lazy. We received a ton of great stories, and we've picked a few of them for the air. Here are two listeners with their memories about singing summer songs out loud.
I seem to recognize your face.
My name is Eric Lockstein from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and my favorite pick for my summer song is Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam.
Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name.
I was listening to it while mowing the lawn at my parents' property. I had a cassette tape when I was a kid, and we didn't have a lot of money, so this is like one of the one tapes that I had was this album. So I would listen to the album in its entirety. And then right around the time that Elderly Woman, that song came on, I was just about getting finished with the lawn. And that's a song that as a young teenage boy, it was fairly in my range, so I could attempt to sing it and nobody would overhear me over the lawnmower. You can imagine a 13-year-old skinny little boy singing, you know, at the top of his lungs, pushing this lawnmower, but, you know, hopefully you couldn't hear him.
What happens when you hear the song now?
I do think of Sunday afternoons, freshly cut grass. You know, it's usually warm, so I'm ready to get my lemonade or my drink of water after I'm finished with my weekly chore. So it's always that summer cut grass kind of feel.
I'm Margo Bowman, and I'm from Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. And in the 70s, my family, for a couple of summers, took a vacation on Kelly's Island in Lake Erie. My mother would kind of set us loose with basically two rules. Be back before dark and don't drown in the lake.
And spring became the summer.
So we'd go off and go fish and bike and swim. Whenever we got a quarter, we'd go into that little restaurant bar that's nearby the cottages where we'd stay. And, of course, I mean, you know, there's no air conditioning. And so the doors were open and, you know, you just kind of run in there, dropping sand along the way. You walk up to that jukebox and didn't even have to look for what number to punch. It wasn't just me. It was me and my two sisters and my two brothers. And we'd all just stand there and sing Sweet Caroline and, you know, just belt it out for all it's worth. And so I'm pretty sure that by the time that week was out, that bartender had heard enough of that song.
I'm betting there were some dramatic arm movements reaching out.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, the hands, touching hands part, it definitely demands that you do the gestures along with it. You know, and then hang on to whoever was next to you and sway back and forth as well.
Reaching out. Touching me.
Margo, didn't anybody at this bar say, throw these kids out, I'm tired of this song?
Well, you know, we speculated about that over the years. And my sisters and I firmly believe that because they were the poor guy working behind the bar and listening to that song, you know, 6-8 times a day for the week that we were there. Today, if you looked hard enough on Kelly's Island, you'd find somebody who hates that song.
We heard there from listener Margo Bowman of Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, and earlier from Eric Lockstein in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, with their memories of summer songs.